91X News.
It's plus 6 and overcast at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Harrison Perkins. Last night, Belleville police responded to a complaint of a suspicious person. Two separate homes reported seeing a male peering into their windows between 9 and 10 last night. The male is described as slim build, wearing a hoodie-type jacket and a ball cap. The canine unit was called in to search the area, but recovered nothing. The trial of a Montreal family charged in the deaths of four people found in a submerged car continues today in Kingston. Tuba Mohamed Yahya and her husband Mohamed Shafia and their son Hamid are on trial for four counts each of first-degree murder. The Crown alleges they killed three teenage Shafia sisters and the Shafia's first wife in a polygamous marriage over family honor. The Crown alleges that the three accused staged the scene to make it look like the girls and Mohammed had accidentally driven into the water. Residents of a Brantford, Ontario home were forced to their beds in the middle of the night when a car slammed into the building and burst into flames. Police say it happened near Fulton and Dublin Streets just before 3 a.m. No one was injured and there's no word on the extent of the damage. A new report suggests that 9 out of 10 Canadian middle school students are meeting expectations in math, with those in Quebec and Ontario leading the pack. Nina Chowdhury has the details.
Results for the second edition of the Pan-Canadian Assessment Program indicate nearly half of grade 8 students have surpassed the math requirements for their level. Andrew Parkin, who heads the organization behind the test, says the results are encouraging.
But we'll want to keep doing this and really find out what the patterns, what's improving and what's not.
Meantime, Alberta and Ontario were the only two provinces above the national average in science, and Ontario students had the top scores in reading. And overall, girls outperformed boys in reading and science, but there was no significant difference between the two in math. Nina Chowdhury, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
The weather may be turning colder, but that's not stopping hardcore cyclists from pursuing the pastime. Tim Baer has the story.
As the days become shorter, motorists need to be extra careful while sharing the road with our two-wheeled friends. Linda Saris is the School of Media Studies coordinator at Loyalist College. She's also an avid cyclist.
It's amazing how much like a kid you feel when you ride your bike to work.
Sarah started the Get to Work Switch Gears program at the college, encouraging students and staff to ride their bikes to school. She says for night riders, brighter is better.
One of the things that concerns me most is when I see a person on a bicycle and it is dusk or it's darker than dusk and they have no lights. They have one little reflector at the back of their bike, and sometimes it might be covered up.
But the onus isn't only on the cyclists.
The other thing, obviously, is for motorists to take care and caution and to watch out for those people who don't illuminate themselves. If you see a slight movement, think, oh my gosh, what is that? And then pay attention.
Terry Briard is the community services officer with Central Hastings OPP. He says teaching riders at a young age about safety is crucial.
So we try to focus on bike safety. We do all kinds of things. We give them all the grade 3s in our area a bicycle helmet, free of charge. Comes from our community policing committee.
The OPP runs a bike safety program for 3rd and 4th graders in April. Belleville Police also runs a children's safety village in the spring, focusing on road safety. Tim Baer, 91X News, Belleville.
Well, Wall Street protesters are declaring a minor victory in Los Angeles. They defined a midnight deadline to leave their encampment around City Hall, and the police withdrew after surrounding the camp for 6 hours without moving in. This Occupy LA demonstrator called on the crowd to resist eviction.
The Department of Homeland Security has a coordinated effort to shut down the Occupy movements across the country, and we are not going to stand for it in Los Angeles.
Feeding the world's people could become even more of a problem in the future. Nicole Winfield reports that a UN report finds a quarter of the Earth's land has been degraded in various ways.
That's a combination of soil erosion through poor farming practices, water degradation where you're using irrigation systems inefficiently, and also loss of biodiversity where your farming practices have resulted in biodiversity disappearing.
The CP Holiday train rolls into Belleville this afternoon. The Holiday locomotive has been raising money, food, and awareness since 1999. To date, it has helped raise $5.6 million and 2.5 million pounds of food for food banks across Canada and the U.S. The Holiday train will be in town in just over an hour from now stopping on Church Street just south of Dundas. The public is encouraged to come up and support with donations of non-perishable food items or cash. While retailers could secretly be tracking you while you're shopping this holiday season, Deirdre Brand explains.
When you hit the malls, be aware a third party may be tracking you in an effort to determine holiday shopping patterns. Technology can now use your cell phone to track your every move. It was developed by a British company and was used in at least two U.S. malls on Black Friday. Senator Charles Schumer says the company should have an opt-in mechanism, giving shoppers a choice. He says it could lead to unwanted solicitations.
We know where you went, and we're going to give you ads and things like that.
For now, you can always turn off your phone. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
That's 91X News to 1206. Kurt Weiss has sports next.
Most people dream of a white Christmas. This year, Quinte Conservation is dreaming of a green Christmas. And you can, too. The Adopt an Acre program helps Quinte Conservation maintain its 30 beautiful local conservation areas. Give that special someone on your holiday shopping list the perfect gift. With Quinte Conservation's Adopt an Acre, be a proud contributor for just $20. For more information, visit quinteconservation.ca. Quinte Conservation, dreaming of a green Christmas.
Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Weiss with 91X Sports. Starting off with the Canadian Football League action yesterday, the BC Lions survived a late surge by the Winnipeg Blue Bombers to win the 99th Grey Cup 34-23. Lions quarterback Travis Lule was the Grey Cup MVP, throwing for 320 yards and two touchdowns in the win. He says it feels great to win it on home turf.
I don't know anything different at this point right now, but this is unbelievable. I mean, you saw how much black and orange it was a home game for us, and it's an opportunity that doesn't come around that often. It's pretty special to take advantage.
BC running back Andrew Harris was the most valuable Canadian in that game. In the OHL, the recently impressive Belleville Bulls won their third straight last night. They easily handled the visiting Oshawa Generals 4-1. Belleville is next in action Wednesday night, where they host the Kingston Frontenacs. The puck drops for that game at 7. And in Junior A hockey, the Wellington Dukes got by the Trenton Golden Hawks 1-0 last night. The Dukes still sit 7 points behind the first-placed Hawks in the OJHL East Division. Some World Junior Hockey news. Hockey Canada has invited 41 players to the selection camp roster. Returnees from last year include goaltender Mark Vicentine and forwards Quinton Howden and Jaden Schwartz. The camp is to be held December 10th to 14th at the new Olympic-sized arena in Calgary. In the NHL, a pair of head coaches were fired today. The Washington Capitals started things off by firing head coach Bruce Boudreau. He'll be replaced by Dale Hunter. And the Carolina Hurricanes cut ties with former Leafs head coach Paul Maurice. They're expected to name his replacement later today. And some rumored names include Kirk Muller and Dave Lewis. Montreal Canadiens forward Max Pacioretty is having a phone date with the league for his hit on Pittsburgh defenseman Chris Letang on Saturday night. No penalty was called on that play, but Chris Letang was bleeding and broke his nose. Four games on the NHL schedule tonight. The Edmonton Oilers host Nashville. Tampa Bay is in Minnesota. Dallas goes to Colorado. And San Jose plays Los Angeles. In the National Football League, Philadelphia Eagles fans may be growing a little impatient with head coach Andy Reid. They chanted "Fire Andy" in the Eagles' 38-20 loss to the New England Patriots yesterday. The Eagles fell to 4-7 after the loss. And tonight's matchup is the 6-4 New York Giants visiting the 7-3 New Orleans Saints. Kickoff for that game is 8:30. In basketball, the NBA has posted an outline of what the schedule will look like if the season starts at Christmas. It would go until April 26th, and it'd be a 66-game season. In Major League Baseball, just less than a week after the Houston Astros were sold from Drayton McLean to Jim Crane, the team has fired general manager Ed Wade and team president Tal Smith. The moves were announced by new team president and chief executive officer George Postolos. Finishing off with tennis, the world's number two ranked player, Rafael Nadal, says he's tired but still motivated for the Davis Cup title against Argentina. The Spanish star said last week he felt less passionate for the game. The Davis Cup final is set for December 2nd to the 4th. That's sports. Email us your team or league scores, sports@91x.fm. Here's Harrison Perkins with 91X weather.
Today, cloudy, high 7. Tonight, increasing cloudiness, rain becoming beginning late this evening, low plus 4, with the temperature rising to 7 by morning. Tuesday, rain amount 30 millimeters, high of 8. For Wednesday, periods of rain, low 6, high of 7. At 12:09, we've reached our high for the day. We're at plus 7. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Harrison Perkins with Kurt Weiss. News is next at 1.